You're listening to the Best of the Sports Company with Sean Fox, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com. Now, today's show.
The Sports Company with Sean Fox is on ESPN 97.7. Come on in for the best sports talk, guests, and your calls and texts. It's the Sports Company, presented by ProSource Speed and Agility.
All right, welcome in Thursday edition of the Sports Company, ESPN 97.7. Sean Fox here in the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios in West Monroe. I figured you'd like that. The Professor Nick Harrison.
Or you can call me Nick Wild Thing Vaughn.
Huh? Or Hess.
Come on, Hess.
You know, a lot was made about Kramer's hair yesterday. The Mulkey. But give me the Zach Hess, Mitch Wild Thing Mitch. Rick Wild Thing Vaughn. Now they're going to Mitch Williams. Mitch Vaughn. But Zach Hess, my word, does he look the part of a closer. And I'm not just talking about Ricky Vaughn's haircut, but what he was able to do on the mound, his first two appearances in the College World Series, absolutely outstanding. And somehow the LSU Tigers are staying alive as they knock off the Florida State Seminoles by a score of 7-4, and in the process, it was a special game for a variety of reasons last night. Once again, LSU made it to the, and not a lot of programs get to this point, the magical 50-win plateau.
Yeah,
50 wins, that's pretty special. LSU accomplished that last night. Jared Poche became the all-time win leader. In LSU history, with win 39, with a prototypical Jared Poche performance. Kramer Robertson, with his ridiculous hair, finally gets a hit in Omaha. And really, one of the big reasons we're having this conversation today, talking about LSU staying alive, is because of two kids from our backyard, Jake Slaughter and Zach Watson, with enormous games last night at the plate and in the field. And LSU, yes, it's a daunting task, but and I'm not a big cliche guy, but cliches exist for a reason. It's a daunting task having to take on Oregon State and beat them twice, but you take it one game at a time, and at least they've got the opportunity to do that again after knocking off Florida State by a score of 7-4. Would love to hear from you on the Allstate agent Paul Mims hotline and text line. That number is toll free. We'd love to hear from you. 888-993-7762. 888-993-7762. I say this every day. The show is much better when you're interacting with us. And today I'm going to reward you for interacting with us today. You heard that familiar voice here in the Coldwell Banker Group on Realty Studios. He'll catch you when you're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
The Professor Nick Harrison. Hello, sir.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming in for an hour.
Hey, man, I'm happy to be here. It's great to be back. I say that every time I come back, but it's truly great to be back.
Nice performance by Jared Poche.
Jerry.
I love when you came in and said, Jerry Poche had a heck of a performance.
Is that his name, Poche?
Poche?
Is that what you call him, Poche?
He's a poacher?
I'm going to call him Poche. 39-12 record throughout his career, 3.07 ERA, but that really doesn't describe the kind of guy that he is on the mound. You know, he really takes command of a game and fights through it, and that's what LSU is going to have to do for the remainder of their time in Omaha is fight. You know, you got to beat Oregon State two nights in a row in order to stay alive in the College World Series, and it's a daunting task considering what happened on Monday night, but if there's any team, this is a rag. look at the guys on this team, man. If you look at the game last night, if you look at the guys who are on this team throughout the lineup, you were just talking about Kramer Robertson and his crazy hair. And I don't know if anybody on the team has crazier hair now than borderline psychotic himself, Zach Hess. I think that if there's any team in Omaha that could possibly do it to a team that's as strong as Oregon State, it's LSU.
And that sounds crazy to say considering LSU just got their butts handed to them the other night.
But that's the extra motivation, man. You don't think they're putting that up on the bulletin board and say nobody believes in you, nobody thinks that you're going to be able to do this after what happened on Monday night? But if there's one team in Omaha that can, it would be LSU.
Well, the man who makes this show possible through the magic of radio, both the LSU baseball game and this show, he is the producer of the Stars. And we use the term stars. Heck, we use the term producer loosely. John Tabor. Hello, sir.
What's up?
Have you just settled in for your long winter's nap?
Do what?
Were you asleep on the job a la Phil Jackson?
No. When?
Exactly. He's
just
lying.
I'm just trying to keep you on your toes there, Tabor. Exciting game last night for the Tigers. Staying alive, your thoughts on their opportunities against Oregon State?
Now you got your stud going. You're only as good as your next day starter, so let's see what happens.
888-993-7762. So I told you I'm going to reward you. I know this is technically supposed to be the dead time. I hate that term for sports talk radio.
It's terrible.
I hate it. But, you know, some people, they're just in for the football season. They're in and out. They don't listen as much as they do the entire time. And I like interacting with the audience.
Is it not fun?
It's what it's all about for me. That's the reason I came back. I didn't come sit here to talk to you or Tabor. I came because I like to interact as much as I love y'all.
Well, thanks, Fox.
I like interacting with the audience. And I've understood a long time ago, this show, like society, we'd get 15 to 20 calls a day back in the prime of Fox and Cody. But we don't call each other anymore. I'm talking about as a society. When we want to communicate with somebody, we text. And I've said this before. I understand people are more likely to text into the show or call. So while I'd love for you to call in, I'm not going to reward you for that. I will reward you by doing something simple. And that is two different things today. I'm going to give away two gift cards to Podna's Barbecue. Two gift cards. One of them, all you have to do is text in Podna's to 888-993-7762. 888-993-7762. For those of you who interact with us on a semi-regular basis, we're going to do a drawing for you. But for those who listen and they've never called or text message, and we could tell through our text line how many times people have texted, whether they've done it or not. A lot of people who are regular, we've got your name saved into the system. If you've never texted into the show today, we are going to do a separate one just for you by texting Podnas to 888-993-7762. So those of you who are regularly interact with us, you could text in Podnas to 888-993-7762. And those who've listened but have never interacted with us, we're going to reward you as well. We want to hear from you, 888-993-7762. And, you know, the reason I bring that up, Professor, because there's not a week that goes by that I'm not running into somebody who say, we listen to the show, we love what y'all do every day, but we don't call or text. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this show is all about. This is supposed to be a show, as The Rock would say, this is the people show. We want to hear from you. That's what this show is all about. I'm just the guy behind the mic, but I'd rather you be involved. That's always been my philosophy on doing this. This show, the premise of this show, is I'm not trying to break stories, although we've done it. I don't really like going in depth all that much. The premise of this show is and always will be and was a bunch of guys or girls sitting around at an establishment having a water, talking sports.
Casual.
That is what this show is all about.
Totally casual. I mean, and I,
so yes, people, you have a voice and it matters.
And then the people who don't call or text, a lot of times it's because the reason that I get the most, or I used to get the most, was I don't know what I'm going to, I don't know what I would say. I don't know what I would text in. I don't know what I would say when I would call. Some people are nervous. They freeze up. You know, they figure my friends are listening, and if I say something dumb, then my friends are going to rag me about it for the end of, until the end of time.
Well, the beautiful thing is you could text and nobody knows who it is.
Exactly. So, and I wouldn't have
come up with an alias.
Don't worry about that stuff, man. We've had plenty of aliases. Shout out to the King of Strop, who just got out of the hospital.
Yeah, thoughts to you, pal.
Love my boy Charlie. Shout out to the King of Strop. You know, we had him, the ultimate warrior. We've had plenty of aliases. Fake Les Miles, who I miss
that guy
every day. Just so many different people who we've had call in with different aliases. Romaine, you know, it's fun to interact with you because you are the reason why we do this. It's not for the paycheck. God knows it's not for the paycheck. It's not for the paycheck. It's not for the adulation. It's not for people stopping you in the street and saying, hey, aren't you that guy? I recognize your voice, blah, blah, blah. It's to talk to you. It's to hear from you. It's to interact with you, the people, and we would love to interact with you today. So all you have to do is text us today with the word partners, and you will be entered to win a free, not free, but a partners gift card.
So, yes, we are rewarding you just for listening. For those who are regulars, and, boy, you guys have chimed in a lot already, partners to 888-993-7762. Also, for those, and we've got a few of you as well, you listen, but you don't normally interact, we're going to reward you as well. Podding us to 888-993-7762. Mr. Tabor, I have one more favor to ask of you before we go to break, and we'll get back into the sports talk as well.
And try not to be terrible while doing it.
Do you happen to have, because I want to be able to see, and although it's not good radio, this is just for my amusement, and sometimes that's what I do things for, it's just my amusement, Professor's face. Do you happen to have Ed Orgeron's PSA from yesterday up?
Give me a couple seconds.
I'm going to give you a couple seconds.
Behave yourself,
Hurricane
Sean.
01. And, oh, hello.
How are you doing?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Is
yes.
that saying?
Nuh-uh. It's the other, it's the other wait, guy.
Wait. No. Quota's been filled today, buddy.
You're going to have to wait your turn, guy.
Yeah, look, I have a good sense. We outnumber you now, Sean.
Because, see, halftime went off the air, and then they got the press box or whatever the name of your show is now. The Sports Beat. Sports Beat!
That's right.
With Centauri Black.
Actually, it was the press box, and then it was halftime, sir. Get it right.
That's right. But the press box had Mark Kramer.
It had Mark Kramer in the building.
To give it credibility.
Right. Because, I don't know what I'm doing.
No. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Stop burning.
Just tell Sean
to
shut up. The brothers are taking over real quick.
Stop burning up the road with your family.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Every time I turn around.
What is this, the NBA?
I mean. Welcome to The Jump.
Right.
On ESPN 97.7.
Let's go ahead and talk real for a minute. For sure. What's going on, brother?
Hey, let's keep it 100.
Oh, my God.
Keep it 100 for those folks.
I would be the Thunder Dan Marley in this equation
right now.
Yes.
Yes, you would. Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, and DJ. It's right there in the other studio.
It's a steal by Bird. It's a right DJ.
That's steal by Bird.
All right. We are 15 minutes in and off the rails, which is about right.
There you go.
All right, we ready, Tabes?
Yes.
Okay, Professor, now, as you know, Ed Orgeron, he is taking his job of protecting the state of Louisiana very seriously. Not only is he keeping other states out from recruiting, he's also saving you from hurricanes.
No.
Fire away, Tabor.
Good game plan is the key to success. When my team hits the field, we always have a game plan.
You should take the same approach with emergency planning. That's why Coach O and I urge you to get a game plan to make sure you, your family, and your pets are safe this hurricane season. Visit GoSeps, getagameplan.org, and download the new and improved Get a Game Plan app for important emergency planning information and tools to keep you safe.
Take advantage of the time you have before an emergency. Finalize your plans. Have 3 days' worth of supplies and other essentials in your emergency supply kit. Contact your parish OEP office if you have medical or transportation issues that will make it difficult to evacuate.
You play an important role in making our emergency plans work. Take the time to learn your responsibilities.
Like I always say,
one team, one heartbeat.
We'll take a time out.
They could find Jeff Palermo to do the ad with him. It's Coach O, Jeff Palermo.
God, that's so good. Jeff Palermo. Stay safe, Louisa.
Oh, Coach O, oh man.
Love it. Keeping the recruits and the state safe from hurricanes and other schools. 888-993-7762. Back after this.
When I got hurt in an accident, I didn't know how I would take care of my medical bills. I took out loans, borrowed from friends and family, but the bills kept piling up. That's when a friend told me to call attorney Bobby Manning. Bobby fought hard for me. He helped make things right. I'm so glad my friend told me to get Bobby.
I'm attorney Bobby Manning. If you've been involved in an accident, don't delay. Call me today.
Attorney Bobby Manning, office in Monroe. Call 324-1411.
Step into First Guaranty Bank and step up to fanatical banking. You'll feel like an all-star, whether you're tending to everyday banking, moving into that first mortgage, or looking for great CD rates. Whatever your financial needs, we're always ready to help. Welcome to First Guaranty Bank. Welcome to fanatical banking.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody, this is Sean Fox with ESPN 97.7. I'm with Brian Eskew, owner of Eskew's on the Ouachita, a new and exciting concept for the Monroe, Northeast Louisiana area. Brian, tell folks about the restaurant.
Well, Sean, it's Eskew's on the Ouachita. It's 201 Walnut. It was formerly River and Rail. We are an American-Italian fusion-style restaurant with a menu with some of the holdovers, such as duck wraps, and the best of the Delta margaritas are still there, guys. We have patio dining done right.
Oh, it's the best patio atmosphere in town by far.
It's great, yeah. And we actually just classed it up a good bit, made it a little bit better, built a stage out there for live music. We've got a lot of good things going on, man. Don't forget our happy hour is 3 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we look forward to everybody coming out and experiencing the best new dining experience that North Louisiana has to offer.
One more time, where is it located?
201 Walnut, and the phone number is 329-0003.
This hour of Sports and Company brought to you by Patton's Western Wear and Patton's Downtown in Ruston. Look around you, and there's a pretty good chance you'll see lots of boots. In and around Ruston, there's a pretty good chance they came from Patton's. Since 2007, Patton's Western Wear has been custom fitting guys, gals, and kids with the highest quality boot brands in the country. Western boots from Ariat, Justin, Anderson Bean, Rios of Mercedes, and Corral. Work boots from Ariat, Justin, Red Wing, and Twisted X. You'll find them all and lots to go with them when you shop local at Patton's, 814 North Trenton in Ruston.
All right, 888-993-7762, our number. It's the Allstate agent Paul Mims hotline and text line, and I promise to give you guys something if you blow it up. Again, Podnas, 888-993-7762. We're going to reward you for being good boys and girls. For those of you who have never texted in, and there's been plenty of you who did, continue to do so. We've got a separate entry for you. Let's go ahead and tell you what's on tap today, presented by our friends Marsala Beverage, Budweiser.
Homie, no function beer well without.
I think we ought to share a little pre-match beer right now.
I think I'll have myself a beer.
If you like Jordy Colada, and getting caught in the rain. We've got both of those today here on the Sports Company. Well, that's bad. Jordy,
I love it.
I know you did.
I love
Jordy it. Collada coming up, ESPN 104.5, 104.9 in Baton Rouge, talking about them Tigers staying alive. At 4 o'clock, Nick Brown will be in the house. Two shades of Nick today.
Yes. Where's the third shade? Where's that guy been?
Nick White?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's still alive anymore.
Where is he?
Jeff, we don't have another guest till 4:45, and we got a newbie coming on today. Jeff Risden from NFL Wire. He's also one of the co-hosts of Reddit's NFL podcast. He will be on with us today to talk all things NFL. No, not just Saints and Cowboys. In fact, I don't know if we're going to talk Saints and Cowboys. We're going to talk some NFL offseason with Jeff at 4:45. Then we'll push it back a little bit later. Nick and myself will do the SEC and Conference USA reports in the 5 o'clock hour. LSU's having a big elite summer camp with some of the top prospects throughout the entire country. We'll talk to Sam Spiegelman from SEC Country. That is at 5:30, but not just LSU recruiting, but statewide recruiting. And then Russ joins us at 5:45 for our game day beverage of the week. Again, our number, 888-993-7762. Keep shooting, because we're going to pick a winner at the end of this hour. Keep shooting those podness text messages to 888-993-7762. Are you ready to go ahead and play agree or disagree right now, sir?
We can.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll get Tabor about 30 seconds to get the appropriate game show music ready for agree or disagree. But for the first time, I feel, it doesn't even need 30 seconds, that my back's against the wall. Because not only am I playing, which naturally my back's against the wall playing this game, for the first time, you're hosting and participating.
It's very true. So
so you're saying the deck is stacked against me.
Well, you stacked your own deck. You were the one who came up with this idea.
I feel like I'm going against the Golden State Warriors, and I'm a Pelicant.
Well, actually, we'll talk about the Pelicants here during the Agree or Disagree, okay. So get ready for that. Welcome to Agree or Disagree here. Oh, wait a minute. I need my host glasses.
Yeah, put your glasses on.
I need my host glasses because it's crazy.
Nice reading glasses,
by thank you. I appreciate that. Spend a little 50. Agree or Disagree here on the Sports Company ESPN 97.7 FM. I am your host of Agree or Disagree, the Professor Nick Harrison, and also your contestant. Along with me is Sean Fox, a man who tries to grow a UConn Cornelius beard and just looks like he needs to have a seat with Chris Hansen. Maybe I need to get you a glass of iced tea. So, you okay? You need a minute?
They're just for balloon animals.
So, let's talk about a little agree or disagree. First subject is, of course, your New Orleans Saints. You talk about your Saints going down.
Who that?
Your New Orleans Saints. Kenny Vaccaro, there's an excellent article up on NOLA.com about Kenny Vaccaro saying that he hasn't reached all of his goals yet. And I think it's because he's just not the player that everybody thought he was going to be. Agree or disagree, Kenny Vaccaro is overrated. I'll go first. I agree. On to you, sir.
I'll disagree. Kenny Vaccaro has been one of, now this isn't saying a whole lot. He's been one of the Saints' best defenders since he's been a member of the team. The problem is, last couple years, it's either been he's been injured or he has been suspended. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they drafted safeties in the first two rounds the last two seasons. But they also like to use three safeties. Now, I think he's kind of got some strengths and weaknesses. His obvious weaknesses, I don't think he's a deep safety. I don't think he's great in coverage, but I do think he's a really good safety. I think he's a really good tackler, and I think he's really good in the box. So I think he's kind of appropriately rated. So, yeah, I'm going to disagree. I don't think he's overrated.
Yeah, I don't think he's as great as everybody makes him out to be because of his faults and deficiency. When he was coming out in the draft, there were a lot of Saints fans who really didn't necessarily want to draft Kenny Vaccaro.
I was one of them at the time.
Yeah, I remember that. And you know, just
but he's been good.
To come to the level that he's at right now, I think he's done a good job. But I think I don't think that he's as good as advertised. So I will say.
So I guess this is where I disagree. I don't think he's been advertised as being great, and maybe I'm missing the boat on that. Well, maybe I'm misreading the tea leaves.
It might be. Yes. I don't know. You are Mr. Saints fan.
Damn right. I'm the president of the Northeast Louisiana chapter.
And there it is. Moving on to number two here on Agree or Disagree here on the Sports Company.
Like the deck is stacked.
Yeah.
Santorius says absolutely stacked like a an older country singer.
Stacked like Jolene. Don't you take my man.
And don't take my partner. It's 888-993-7762.
So there are a lot of players in the second round that the Pelicans are looking at.
Oh, boy.
Now that they traded for another second-round pick. You got Josh Hart, Tyler Dorsey from Oregon, Damian Dotson from Houston. You know, just a line of players that they're looking at right now. Agree or disagree, Josh Hart would be the New Orleans Pelicans' best bet for a player in the second round.
No, I actually agree with that a lot. As most of you probably know, the NBA draft, second-rounders are not guaranteed contracts. In fact, and once you get past the lottery, a lot of these guys are interchangeable in the first round. Josh Hart, I mean, anybody who follows college basketball knows who he is. He's one of those guys who was a real good college basketball player, but when you stay all 4 years, and now you're like, well, what's wrong with him? He must not be that good. Do I think he'd be a guy who would come in and be a star? No, but I think he's a guy who's going to play in the NBA as a backup point guard for a long time. A good leader. I know, again, I'm all about the cliches today. But, yeah, I'd actually really like Josh Hart to be one of the Pelicans picks. And I also like the kid Bacon out of Florida State. Hart and Bacon don't usually go together well, but I think they would tonight.
Go together well for me.
Real quick, what if Eric McCree's one of those two picks?
I would be okay with that, too. And it's been nice to see his stock kind of skyrocket here over the last couple weeks from a guy who, when he left Louisiana Tech, now granted he didn't have a choice. He was out of eligibility. But I thought he was a nice college player. I thought he should have been Conference USA Player of the Year, but I didn't think he would really have a shot at the NBA. But he has really done well through the draft process, and I think he's got a real chance to get picked tonight.
Well, I
wouldn't mind that pick either.
I like Josh Hart a lot. You know, 6'6", 215, played on a national championship team. Was there all 4 years, and his last year averaged 18-6, 40% from three-point range, so he could be a spot-up shooter, which is something that the Pelicans could really use right now. I like him a lot. You know, but the Pelicans, they do have great decision-making. You know, they got rid of that trash guy, Eric Gordon. He hasn't played any well at all this past season in the NBA, has he, Fox? No, he hasn't been good at all. He's quiet right now because he knows him.
I'm just listening to you wax poetically.
You just gave up on Just Chill.
I know. I'm just listening to you wax poetically.
Gave up on Just Chill.
Well,
He's great.
Mauro Ranallo is back with the WWE. Breaking news. How did that happen?
Why? They don't need him. They got Tom Phillips.
Best in it.
Felipe. It's the Sports Company ESPN 97.7 FM. Professor Nick
Where the heck's that coming from?
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
I don't know. All right. Carry on.
Who is that? Who is that says they're going to beat those Saints? Who is that? We got Sean Fox, Nick Harrison here playing a little Agree or Disagree.
Come on.
I miss my old game show music. This is awesome. Phil Jackson.
Oh, boy.
Loves to drink his Sleepy Time tea. Have you seen this story?
Yeah, I saw it.
Have you seen this
story? He's just resting his eyes.
Phil went to sleep again. There's this picture that's all over the internet of Phil Jackson falling asleep on the subway. And now, during a draft prospect working out for the Knicks, Phil Jackson fell asleep again. Agree or disagree, Phil Jackson should retire. I'll go first. I agree, Fox.
I agree. Phil Jackson sucks as a GM.
He's horrible.
No, as good as a coach as he is, and he is one of the best, he is bad, awful at being a general manager. I think he's mailed it in. I think he's in for a paycheck. And I'm not so sure that he's in cohorts with the Bulls and is purposely trying to sabotage. Purposely trying to sabotage the Knicks organization. Yes. Maybe he's secretly getting a paycheck from the Bulls still.
He's trying to get,
no, I mean,
he's trying to push Carmelo
if
away.
If I could be serious here for a minute.
He wants to he wants to trade Porzingis.
Yeah.
Those are the two best players on your team.
I think sometimes you can be good. Tabor, I'm going to go deep inside here. Hey, a la Vince Russo, you have these great ideas and you could be good at one thing. Like, he was a great coach. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean you make a good GM. It might be better if you have somebody to filter your ideas.
Yeah.
I think Phil Jackson, we've seen plenty of good players not become good coaches. We've seen plenty of good players not become good general man. Michael Jordan's not exactly knocking it out as an owner.
Yeah.
Or a GM with the Charlotte
Hornets. It remains to be seen what Magic Johnson's going to do as a GM, but he was horrible as a coach.
I think Phil Jackson is an awful general manager. Great coach, awful general manager.
But he's great at nap time. Oh, he kills it at nap time. He's the best. One last question here on Agree or Disagree here on the Sports Company ESPN 97.7 FM. I feel like I'm pulling away right now. This may be the clincher for me. Andy Reid has been extended by the Kansas City Chiefs. Really doing a great job with the Chiefs. Really putting them in the forefront of the NFL. I think they're a step away from getting to a Super Bowl and perhaps even winning an NFL championship. Agree or disagree, Andy Reid is the second best coach in the NFL.
I'll disagree. I think he's a good coach.
That would put him behind.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
The hoodie.
So, well, how many championships he's got? All right.
Zero.
So, all right. Always always fun to play agree or disagree. Let's take a quick timeout.
So wait, who would you put at number two?
As head coach in the NFL?
Yeah. Behind the hoodie. I don't think he has to necessarily win championship.
No,
don't use the championship
argument. I don't. He's in the conversation.
He's up there, man, for what he's been able to do with that team, where the Chiefs were when
Mike
he got
McCarthy.
Him. And who is his quarterback again?
Aaron Rodgers. Okay, what does that have to do with any?
Really? Come on.
Andy Reid's a good coach.
Andy Reid took small hands and made him into a viable NFL quarterback.
Why you gotta make comments about small hands?
I mean, I'm just saying. Took small hands and made him a viable NFL quarterback. I'm just saying.
Whether you have small hands or large hands, you can enjoy Podna's Barbecue. And we want to give it to you. All you have to do is text in Podness to 888-993-7762. If you've listened a lot and you interact a lot, you're in a separate pile. But you listen, you don't ever interact. But maybe you want to win something today. We're going to reward you as well. 888-993-7762. Back after this.
Tex-Mex at its best. Start with Log Cabin's own house-made salsa, queso, and guacamole. Then, mix up the Tex-Mex with the area's only barbecue enchiladas, quesadillas, and nachos. And of course, everyone's favorite for lunch and dinner is the quesadillas with your choice of meat or sautéed vegetables in a tortilla grilled to a golden brown. Tex-Mex at Log Cabin Grill and Market, a quarter mile north of the intersection of I-20 and Highway 33.
Special Olympics of Northeast Louisiana provides athletic competition and year-round sport training for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. It gives them the opportunity to develop fitness, demonstrate courage, and experience the joy of competing. For more information, go to www.laso.org or call 1-800-345-6644.
What's it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. He'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Call Allstate agent Paul Mims today and let him give you a free, no-obligation, personalized insurance proposal and see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. So call Paul today at 387-5211 in Monroe or stop by and see him anytime.
Wake up to local sports talk. Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, presents The Morning Drive, 7 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Also brought to you by Toyota of Ruston and Car King in Monroe on ESPN 97.7.
The This hour of Sports and Company brought to you by Patton's Western Wear and Patton's Downtown in Ruston. Patton's Western Wear is lots of things to lots of people, but working guys know it's day in and day out the trusted local place for work boots and rugged clothes. Columbia, Drake Waterfowl, and Mountain Khakis clothing and outerwear. Wrangler, Carhartt, Ariat, Red Wing, and Justin work boots and work clothes. And always the most trusted selection of flame-resistant shirts, pants, and jackets in the area. You'll find it all when you shop local at Patton's, 814 North Trenton in Ruston.
All right, time to talk all things LSU with our buddy Jordy Collada, ESPN 104.5, host of the ultra-popular show Off the Bench every morning, again on ESPN 104.5, with T-Bob Hebert. Hey, Jordy, am I out of line here thinking that for some reason, and granted, I didn't watch your show, I just envisioned T-Bob sporting the Kim Mulkey hairdo today. Am I off base on that?
No, man, he's way too vain about his haircut. T-Bob drives to New Orleans and still gets his haircut. He still pays like $65 and drives an hour and 10 minutes away from his front door to go get some Euro cut. You know, the millennials, Foxy. They can't break away from their barber.
I unfortunately, Jordy, as you know, I don't know his struggle when it comes to the hair game. So,
Amen. Here, touche.
A prototypical Jared Poche performance. He wasn't, he wasn't blowing you away with lights out stuff. That's really never been his MO, but he was pounding the strike zone and relying on his defense, and that's basically what he's done throughout his career. What a great way to potentially end it.
Yeah, really and truly. I thought he was as accurate as he's ever been, really. I mean, you know, the pitches that he gave up in the ninth were still right down the pipe, but he pitched a solid game. I mean, it was, like you said, it was a prototypical Jared Poche performance on a night where, you know, he scratches a couple of names off the top lines of the LSU baseball all-time record books of starts and wins. It's a special night, man. But, you know, LSU, that they can't get caught up, and that's what I'm scared about right now. I mean, all this stuff they're talking about, haircuts and hair dye and all this. I mean, like, they have to beat the number one team in the country tomorrow and Saturday to advance to a national championship. You know what I mean? All the accomplishments that Poche had last night and what's going on, you know, kind of off the field. Like, all that stuff needs to kind of be pushed till next week to celebrate and talk about. I mean, a really good baseball team waiting on you tomorrow with a national championship on the line.
How lights out, and again, a lot, you talk about haircuts. I love the Rick Wild thing, look for a closer, but if you're going to rock it, you better back it up. And my man, Zach Hess, has done that through the first two games. He has been absolutely outstanding to watch throw the baseball.
Thank you, guys. I mean, like, this guy's a legend growing before us. I mean, LSU's got two more years with him. 6'5". I mean, talking to Travis Roy, the strength coach with LSU baseball, I mean, they're talking about, like, they haven't really even tapped into what he's going to look like physically. Everybody we've talked to says he's got big league stuff. I mean, like, just forget the demeanor and the intensity and the focus and just the pure almost intimidation right now for college hitters going up against him. He's dominant. I mean, he's touching 97 a couple of times last night. I mean, he got a little cut to him. I mean, Major League Baseball has got to be salivating and kicking themselves, wondering how he is on a college baseball diamond. But he is, he's dynamic, and the legend of Zach Hess has begun. I mean, I feel like you'll be seeing these highlights of Hess. I mean, he just pitches for the last out of the games in Omaha. I mean, for this kid is unbelievable the way he responded on the national stage.
I know, and we've already got a couple text messages saying you can't wait for him to get into the rotation next year. And don't get me wrong, I think he could go in on a Friday or Saturday night next year and be amazing. But am I wrong to think that, man, I kind of like him in that Matty Ott role and let him shut the door and stay as a closer? It's probably not going to happen, but I think he thrives in that role.
Yeah, no, his mentality fits it. That's what I'm with you on. I mean, he's got that intensity, almost like that John Rocker type stuff. I mean, forget the comments, just that type of, like, pure in the moment, like, barking and looking at the dugout, screaming. I mean, just the type of intensity that for a college hitter, I got to imagine at 6'5" on a pitcher's mound, it's got to be hell of intimidating when it's coming 97 miles an hour. So right now his stuff's untouchable. We talked to Durbin, Chad Durbin, who you know, won a world championship with the Philadelphia Phillies in 08. We talked to him every Wednesday on the show, and he's the one that was like, fellas, you better open your eyes. I mean, this guy, Zach Hess, he's a big leaguer right now. I mean, what he's doing, guys hope and pray for at the best level of baseball, and Hess is doing it as an 18-year-old. And, you know, look, man, I'm with you. But here's the deal, Fox. I would on Monday or Tuesday night if you had to. Like, if they get there, you know what I mean? Like, he's in a spot right now, and the rotation and the bullpen is in a place where against Oregon State, if you accomplish what you have to by beating a team that's only lost four games all year, I mean, you got to beat them twice in 24 hours. You're gonna have to get creative. And Hess, where he is right now, I'm with you. I'd love to see him stay in that role, but you just don't have the luxury. And for as good as he is, I would trust him with a national championship game and a start right now.
The reason we're having this conversation about LSU even playing Oregon State one more time outside of Poche's performance is the kids from our neck of the woods. How about the night for Jake Slaughter and Zach Watson?
Well, and look, that's kind of typical Maneri. Who makes that call, right? I mean, the last time Slaughter hit a home run, like March 17th, and the kid steps in Omaha on the biggest stage and hits a 3-run shot after he hadn't played since the regional. So, I mean, you know, that's one of those Maneri moves that worked out. I mean, the kid knocks in 3 runs, makes a really good play at first base by keeping his foot on the bag on the double play. And then Zach Watson, I mean, I think we talk about Watson every week. I think that he is the most consistent player on the team right now, and he is almost the engine to how they run, the way that he produces. I mean, he gives them so much confidence in center field, and, you know, right now we contemplated this morning on changing up the lineup, but just the lack of production from Kramer at the top. I mean, he's 1-for-13 in Omaha. Your on-base percentage is a leadoff guy. You got to be better than that. And you can't put Watson up there because you just take his power away. And, you know, it's a heck of a predicament for Maneri, but it's a good problem to have from a freshman. So, I mean, the boys up your way they're more than pulling their weight.
Well, speaking of changing up the lineup somewhat, granted, he got a bunt that went across for a run, but is there some chatter in your neck of the woods about Bo Jordan and maybe his lack of production this postseason?
Oh, man, they crush him. I mean, Bo Jordan, he's a punching bag down here. And I think it's a little unfair because, I mean, when you look at the options, I trust what Micah Gibbs and Maneri are doing for the lineup. And Jordan's one of those lunch pail bag guys. I know it's a terrible cliche for sports radio, but he really is. I mean, he kind of just comes to the park and says, what do y'all need me to do? And he'll do it. I mean, last night on the hit and run, he makes contact and the ball's really inside, gives him a chance to move the runners along. But, you know, I think he's in the nine hole, and a lot of people say at ninth, and I agree with that somewhat, but when you look at the options that they have and when you look at what he's asked to do and how he produces in those roles, I think he's a little unfairly criticized at times. But it seems one thing that is for certain, he's going up. I mean, we debate it all the time on our show, but for as much as we debate it, and I'm sure you guys debate it on this show, and Gibbs, they stick with him. So, I mean, as much as people want to stomp and yell about it, look, Bo Jordan's going to be in the lineup tomorrow.
Kind of get the feeling that Greg Dykeman is due for a bomb in that ballpark. It hadn't happened yet, and he had a nice game yesterday, but I think we're waiting on that first Dykeman big bomb.
Yeah, Cole Freeman had a comment yesterday where he said, we're not pressing. It was like a 28-second soundbite, and he said, we're not pressing 4 times. And we had a couple of athletes, you know, T-Bob's a former athlete. We had some guys in the studio, they're players, and I asked them directly, if you're an athlete and you're saying you're not pressing, are you pressing? And they're all like, yeah, we're pressing. So, I mean, I think Dyton's stressing. I think Cole Freeman's stressing. I think Kramer Robertson's stressing. They all, I mean, Lang started the other night. I mean, that was anti-typical Lang. You know, I think he was pressing a little bit. So, I mean, it's, we're talking about Zach Watson. Papirski's had a nice tournament. Jake Slaughter last night. I mean, these guys are producing that don't have the experience and the skins on the wall. It's time for these upperclassmen to start playing well, and it does seem like they are pressing. And yes, it does seem like Dykeman is due for a shot, because I mean, he's had some really good ABs, he's had some good at bats, but he's missing real close. And you know, I mean, if he connects one, he can hit it back to Baton Rouge.
I'm going to ask you something I'm sure you get asked about on a semi-regular basis on your show. And again, I'm going to go to the text line, and I'm not trying to throw our buddy Matt under the bus, but he did ask me to ask you, so I'm going to ask you. If
Matt who?
They would have went 0-2, do you think Maneri would have been on the hot seat?
0-2 in Omaha?
Yes.
No chance. No, man, they signed him to a contract.
But that's the nature of the fan base right now.
Yeah, absolutely. No. We deal with that every day. I mean, like, we had hashtag fireball inside the huddle this morning. You know what I mean? Like, people are just going to – they're going to harass him. And, look, he kind of opens himself up to his sound bites. I mean, one of our callers called in and said everything he said is – everything. It really is. I mean, like, every quote that he has, I mean, about this hair stuff and – you know, just about, you know, the first thing he says after the Oregon State game is, what a heck of a way for a 17-game win streak to come to an end. I mean, he always is kind of digging. I mean, he threw a dig at Kim Mulkey last night just by saying that Kramer dyed his hair and wanted to look like his mom. I mean, he's always kind of opening himself up. But the fact of the matter is that he signed through 2021. And they're not going to pay his buyout to make a change. And he just got a national seed for the sixth straight year. I mean, look around. Nobody's doing that. He is. Now, it could be debated on how they perform in Omaha, but now they have two wins this season, so that argument's over. And they're in the Final Four. And I think if you had told him that at the beginning of the year, that you'll have a chance to play for the national championship, the only thing is you're going to have to beat Oregon State twice. Well, he'd have said, you know what, sign me up.
I think for most teams, the bar is get to the NCAA tournament. For the elite teams, it's get to Omaha. LSU might be the only program in the country where if you don't win the national championship, it's considered a disappointing season.
Yeah, but the fact is that they haven't won one since 2009, and they haven't been close to playing for one since then. So the fan base has to get realistic on who they are. You know, I hear that all the time, as I'm sure you do. But
yeah,
you are who you are. You haven't won one since 2009, and before that you hadn't won one since 2000. Now, you have six of them, but you can't live off that forever. Right? I mean, like, that just can't happen. And when the fan base gets the mentality that they should be winning national championships, when the fact is that they hadn't even been playing for them, then they have to check themselves. And the fact that they're in the Final Four, I mean, they're in the Final Four right now in Omaha and have to beat the number one team in the country twice to advance to the national championship. If you'd have told them back in October you had that opportunity, I think they all would have said, let's do this. And now here they are.
Well, the task to get to the championship round is beating the number one team in the country, Oregon State, twice. And last time they squared off, it was not pretty for the Tigers for various reasons, most of them being the amount of errors and free passes. At least on Friday, you get to go with your number one gun. What do you think about the Tigers this weekend?
Well, you have to think that that game was right? I mean, if Eric,
sure,
the Eric Walker situation, first off, I mean, my goodness, what a bad break. And now some things are coming out that his elbow's starting to tighten up. I mean, it's just not good, man. He had a stellar freshman season, and I hate that for that kid because he's a heck of a competitor. Have you seen his highlight films from football? I mean, I'm not trying to get off, but if you haven't, check them out online. They are phenomenal. But as far as Friday goes, I mean, you mentioned the errors. With the way that they fielded it and defended all season long, you got to imagine that won't happen again. I got to imagine with watching Lang over the last three seasons that he's not going to have that type of performance on the national stage. He's usually better when the lights are brighter. There'll be lights no brighter than this Friday, than tomorrow at 2 o'clock for LSU. And giving him the ball, I got to imagine he's going to respond. Now, Oregon State, to me, watching them play the other day, that's the best team in the country. I mean, that team is so complete. Just the way that they play the game just makes a lot of sense. But LSU has the talent to play. They're not 12 runs better than LSU. So I think they have a chance, yes. I think that they have an uphill challenge. I think that they win tomorrow. I do. I think they win tomorrow, and it'll be a really tough task to beat Oregon State twice in a row and do it with Caleb Gilbert on Saturday. But tomorrow, with the way that people are kind of talking about him in the media and what's going down, I've seen this team respond before. Tomorrow seems like one of those opportunities will respond because Lang's on the bump, and they're criticizing their top-end guys. And I expect for Kramer, Cole, these guys to have, you know, it's Greg Dykeman. Lights are on, fellas. We're in Omaha. We're playing for our lives if you're Maneri and Dunn and Micah Gibbs. That's the message. And talking to them, I think they respond.
Is Moscona just going to do play-by-play of the game during his show tomorrow?
Oh, I'd imagine so. Yeah, I'd imagine he could do play-by-play, which is a huge violation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. But at that point, you know, what else are you really going to do?
You can ask for forgiveness later, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just put it out there. Contract time.
Appreciate you, pal, buddy. Thank you so much. Enjoy
always,
it. We'll talk
yep.
to you next week.
See you.
Yep. Anthony chimes in. Is there a show tomorrow or not with a 2 p.m. game? I'm glad you mentioned that. We will have a sports coming tomorrow, Anthony. It will just be the early edition. We'll be on from 11 till about 1:30. We want to give you some free barbecue. Text in Podness to 888-993-7762. We're going to pick a winner at the top of the hour. Text Podness to 888-993-7762. This hour of the show brought to you by Patton's Western Wear and Patton's Downtown, Park Avenue in Ruston. Back after this.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and set your apartment on fire? We have got an agent for that.
I'm Greg Phillips, State Farm agent in Ruston. For auto, renters, frankly, all kinds of insurance, I've got your back. So call me at 255-0225. I'm Greg Phillips, your State Farm agent on West Florida Avenue in Ruston.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Finally, summertime is here. That means it's baseball season, time at the pool, and family get-togethers. Don't worry about the meal. Get it from Podna's Barbecue. We'll take care of the food for you with the best mouth-watering barbecue that you've ever tasted. That way, you can enjoy the game or any family get-together. Don't waste your time grilling. Come by Podna's and get the South's best barbecue. And if it's a big order, go ahead and call ahead, and we'll have it ready for you. Podna's Barbecue on 165 North of Monroe and on Splane Drive in West Monroe. Podna's Barbecue, just how it used to be.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Tough F-150. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now, only at your Southern Quality Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
This hour of Sports and Company brought to you by Patton's Western Wear and Patton's Downtown in Ruston. Look around you, and there's a pretty good chance you'll see lots of boots. In and around Ruston, there's a pretty good chance they came from Patton's. Since 2007, Patton's Western Wear has been custom fitting guys, gals, and kids with the highest quality boot brands in the country. Western boots from Ariat, Justin, Anderson Bean, Rios of Mercedes, and Corral. Work boots from Ariat, Justin, Red Wing, and Twisted X. You'll find them all and lots to go with them when you shop local at Patton's, 814 North Trenton in Ruston.
All right, 888-993-7762. Go ahead. I already smell an opener.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. I gotta get back in the studio, man. I miss it so much.
Jordy Collada?
If you like Jordy Collada, LSU in their games, come on.
Writes itself.
Come on. This stuff writes itself.
All right, last chance to win some Podness. I had some Podness for lunch today. It was fantastic. That's what made me think about giving away these gift cards. For you regulars, text in Podness to 888-993-7762. You've got a separate entry. And then we're going to give away two today. If you're a listener, but you don't ever call or text, we're going to hook you up today as well. You text in at 888-993-7762. Since we're up against a short segment here, we also, you know, the first part, and people tend to forget this, whenever we go off the rails a little bit, like, you guys aren't talking sports the whole time. It's a three-hour show.
Yeah.
And the first part of ESPN is entertainment. Right. So if you will allow me for a minute to talk non-sports. But I put this on Facebook and Twitter. There was a number of responses, and it's amazing how many times we go off the sports subject and we get a ton of interaction, and that's, again, what this show is all about.
Oh, yeah.
The Ringer. Are you familiar with The Ringer?
Mm-hmm.
Has an exhaustive breakdown of one of our favorite movies, Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse. True or false, it is scientific fact that you are not technically a man until you have watched Roadhouse in its entirety.
So true. As a matter of fact, there are plenty of women out there who became men while watching Roadhouse. True story.
It's that manly.
Just gives off the essence of man.
Is Roadhouse the ultimate guy movie?
See, but there's
I want some nominees for ultimate dude movies, but here's the caveat. You can't give me a sports movie.
Okay. Now, I was wondering about that. So here's the thing.
You cannot give me a sports movie.
I put a movie down on the list.
Okay.
When you posted that, because I was very intrigued by this. And you know, we've done like the greatest football movie thing. And,
boring.
You know, I did the fantasy football draft where you could draft like football players from different football movies.
I loved it.
Which is pretty cool. Is Kickboxer a sports movie? Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I'll go with no.
Okay.
Because I would put Bloodsport in the same conversation.
Right, exactly. Like
I actually like Bloodsport more than Kickboxer myself.
Yeah, see.
Frank Dukes.
So I meant to put Bloodsport instead of Kickboxer with Nux. No, that's not. Nux Su Khao was Kickboxer with a chin. Nux Su Khao. That's where Chong Li was Bloodsport. Chong Li. Yeah, so I would Bloodsport over Kickboxer. But Kickboxer is a great guy movie, too. And all 15 of its incarnations. Kickboxer Vengeance.
I only watched the first one.
You didn't watch the one?
Chad says Scent of a Woman.
Hooah! And she's got a... I can't do that part.
Ooh, Lane. Interesting. One Over the Top. That is about arm wrestling, but I'm willing to let that one go.
Yeah. Let it slide, my man.
I'm willing to let that slide. Movie.
Thanks for listening to The Best of the Sports Company with Sean Fox. To listen live every weekday, tune in at ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.